For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
Look at the drugs from my generation. And it's a sin. The gods, the freaks, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the deep
and dark. Move to the music, play. Music, move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Welcome back to the DWI podcast. I am the prophetic convener and the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him, it is him. It doth be a confused DPP.
What?
I am a prophetic. I am a prophetic convener.
Prophetic convenience?
Okay, also joining us, DP may not be back for the rest of the show today. He's so happy about it, he gets to go back to work. Go back to work!
Jesus, now I'm tossing everything around.
And joining us, as well, as always, is the Trivia Trickster himself. He's funky, phenomenal, and fresh in oh, so many ways. He's got a nice Jameson shirt on there, like that. It's AJ Belaz.
Yeah, if only I had some Jameson.
I
need to go liquor store running in a little bit, but yeah. Also, what was that prophetic convener?
Prophetic convener.
Peener?
Carabiner?
Look it up.
If you carabiner. Carabiner.
If you're uninformed, you can go ahead and look it up. Don't be jealous. Don't just start making fun of shit because you're unaware and uninformed. Don't be scared, guys. It's okay.
I'm never jealous.
No,
I just try to crack a joke where I can.
Being the prophetic.
It's just funny you're making fun of it.
Being the prophetic convener, I already know. That's why I bring us together. That's what it's all about. Do you understand?
You conweeners?
All right, I guess we're doing the show all by myself today, you sons of bitches! You no-selling assholes. I'm old, I'm tired, and I work with kids.
Children, damn it.
You enjoying a hamburger with that, too?
No, you guys are the best.
Got a hamburger for lunch.
Before we take our first commercial break, let's let everybody know what's happening this week on the 405th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
And we survived some more games because we're going to be talking about it on the sheet.
You look
really
confused.
Dan, you left me high and dry?
Dan looks confused. I think I know why.
You not hear him? Hear me saying sheet?
I didn't hear the sheet.
I can hear you.
Tunny,
no.
Did you hear the
sheet? Yeah. No, I didn't hear Dan. I did not.
What, son of a bitch?
I was about to say, I didn't see the blue sheet. Yeah, there you go.
Where I got it?
There's a damn echo in this hot cave. God damn.
Were you confused by me saying 5405, Dan?
No, I was not.
Okay. I thought maybe you forgot that we did one on Sunday.
We had the impromptu Sunday show. I'm good. Yeah.
Yes, we did. We did. I just wanted to get that content out there before Monday morning. You know what I mean? I didn't say much on the show, so I'll have plenty to say today. But this week, three big returns: Punk, Orton, and Truth. Oh my! We're gonna review Survivor Series. AJ's got some trivia and a last call. DP bought the Lego Avengers. Is it the Avengers Tower?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we're gonna talk about that. I also made an impulse buy a Survivor Series evening, so we'll get into a Lego talk for last call. But for now, we're going to take a brief commercial break, and before we do that, I just want to remind you to head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt. It makes a great holiday gift. It's way better than a mug, a tie, a lottery ticket, whatever. Skip the gift card, go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, grab yourself a couple t-shirts, one for you and one for a great holiday gift. This is DWI 405 right here, ChairShot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, right here, DWI 405. If you didn't check out 403, you can get DJ, Rob, and Dave's opinions from what went down on Saturday. But today, before we get into the whole Survivor Series event, I do want to touch on the three big returns. Just overall, the feeling on them. We don't have to get, four big returns?
No, you said 403, so that's why we're holding up the four. It's 404. We're on 405 right now.
Yeah, it was 404.
Should listen to 404.
Right, and 403 from the week before and see how our predictions were. But today is 405. Yeah, no, I knew.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Because you just randomly said 403, and I'm like, there was an impromptu 404. Or was that just not found?
I'm no selling this, just like you guys sold Prophetic Convener.
Thanks,
Dan. Punk, Orton, and R-Truth are back. R-Truth, baby. I mean, come on now. Did you guys hear the clip from the... Let me see if I can get to it.
Maybe a priest is going to come.
Yeah, here we go.
A lot of things to talk about in the show. Let's talk about the big return. R-Truth. Back. Right? R-Truth is back, baby. Yeah. Eating chips, just going to town. R-Truth is the man. Yeah. And, you know, I never saw it coming.
I love the fact that Triple H, Paul Levesque, actually has DX humor in real life, because there's no way that he was going to just straight face that without knowing he was going to get a pop. The fact that he's like, yeah, Truth came back. Everyone knows what everyone wanted to hear, but Truth. I loved that clip so much.
Talk about what's really important here. And that's R-Truth and the comedy
he was on Raw.
Well, that he brings to the table.
You got Tozawa doing it as well, right? I mean, you have the more comedic element. It feels more like a Vince Russo show, to be honest with you. Which was, back in the day, to keep the audience from flipping, it was a promo, a backstage segment, a vignette, a brief match, an in-ring promo, another vignette, another backstage thing, another quick match. It was all boom, 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 right? And that's kind of what Monday was.
Monday was really good. Now, it wasn't the quick matches. It wasn't so boom, 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 boom. But they're getting back to adding back all the elements. The comedy wasn't there for a long time, DP.
No, no. And that's something that I found is definitely what's getting back to some of that era, you know, that there's the comedic, you got to know how to balance it, you know, and have that different segments, the comedic stuff, the serious stuff, vignettes, you know, promoting people, promoting superstars the right way. And then having certain matches and then long or short, you know, some of them can be that way. I'll tell you what, some people may not like tag team turmoil matches, like, but to have more tag teams, like having that tag team turmoil match that they did, showing off more tag teams, like that stuff as well. That's 90s, you know, late 90s stuff that they used to do because they had so many good tag teams. And those were great, you know, and you get a chance to, you know, have more tag teams out there and get a, you know, just get them visibility, right? Get them a chance to show off a little bit, even if it's, you know, a short segment of the match, right? Like it just, yeah, it does. It gets that old school feeling. Not exactly Vince Russo, but just that more of those alternatives than just, you know, in-ring promo, long match, and that's it. Like, we got so much diversity in there.
I mean, I absolutely love the comedic aspect, too. Like you said, it brings back...
Santino Marella thoughts.
Santino Marella thoughts, or even good old like segments with Jonathan Coachman and stuff like that, where it's they just make a big old joke and just kind of rib him
when you had Rock and Steve and Kurt, you had comedy.
Kurt Angle,
built, yeah, with the cowboy hat.
Cowboy,
yeah, him and Austin were gold. Yeah,
Jimmy Craig Thorn and I don't. Yeah, but like you need those comedic aspects, like you said, because. R-Truth, the only thing he heard was Jelly Roll, and it was like, no, the singer, Jelly Roll, is actually on Raw.
When he's in the Judgment Day's fucking clubhouse, as they called it, which was hilarious, and he's sitting there with all the powdered sugar all over the place, and Priest comes in and goes, look at yourself, man! I'm like, dude, that is way too much comedy gold right there. It's just, like... They got to keep it rolling. I love it. I love it. To me, it's very important. I think it's not just R-Truth, but the fact that the comedic element has its place back in, you know, in a little bit more prominent role than it has for a long time. I think that's a really big return. I think it's almost as big as the other two. And for me personally, watching it now for the business, let's get into the big things that happened. Punk and Orton are back. Let's go and fast forward almost to Monday, because we're going to go back and go through Survivor Series. And the promo between Rhea and Orton to start the show was fire. And it was so good that the fans didn't even really chant CM Punk the entire night of Raw, because they just kind of knew, well, if Orton was first, Punk's last, let's behave. And they fucking, it was a great Raw. And I was totally wrong that Punk's coming out at Survivor Series had to be first. It didn't. Because once again, I don't know, the crowd just behaved. It was really weird. They didn't really, maybe once or twice in the entire Survivor Series, and we'll get to that. Anyway, Orton promo with Rhea. Rhea does a great job. Orton, possible line of the year in a promo. That's great that you're mommy, but daddy's back. And who's your daddy chance? Like, it's going crazy. I can't wait for Orton to go through the Judgment Day and then the Bloodline again. It's excellent, and all the dynamics and the way they handled him and Jey Uso I like right now. AJ, jump in there on kind of that wavelength of where I was with, so we don't dip too much into Survivor Series.
I'm gonna not do that, because, and I will for just this episode play in the play space of the other person, because you know that I don't like the other person. But I will play for the episode for content purposes.
Thanks, Patrick O'Dowd.
No problem. Anyway, I love the fact that Orton... I know that everyone was also happy seeing this, where he was like on that second rope when the music was hitting. He was like, hold on. No, I got to bask in this. I got to make sure everything's right and everything. It's been a year and a half. doing the Legend Killer pose after like taking a deep breath and like, all right, I still got this. Following up with the, you know, I just kept hearing, you know, Rhea this, Rhea that, mommy this, mommy that. Well, daddy's back. Like that, like you said, line of the year. We don't need anything else from anyone because everyone knows those three most deadliest words in professional wrestling are rated E for everyone, women included.
Before we get to DP, I just want to, Chris Platt, I texted him. I said, any Punk or Orton thoughts I can pass along on DWI tomorrow, or if you want to jump in, up to you. And he's like, can't make it, but here's what I want you to tell everybody. Yeah, ... I was right. So, I don't even remember what he said the last time he was on about the what happened at Survivor Series. I think he said Punk was coming back and whatever else would happen. But DP, go ahead and fire off on what we were talking about. I just had to, Chris wanted to get his thoughts on the show, so I had to throw him in there while I remembered.
Yeah, I loved the interaction with Rhea. You know, I thought, you know, we were assuming we were going to see her get RKO'd. You know, I like that they're saving it. They have plenty of other things going.
It's on my bingo card.
They didn't need to take it, but it's going to happen, right?
Yeah, it's definitely going to happen. It's on my bingo card.
Hope it's in the center, because it'll happen. Other than the free space. If you don't have a free space.
That's like the freebie bingo spot right there.
He's a dauber or the chips? What do you?
In the middle was Cole dancing to CM Punk's music on Survivor Series, and I got that.
I'm loving that he's got to go through the Judgment Day a little bit. I'm curious how they're going to get him over to the Bloodline, get him over to SmackDown, unless he just says, "Fuck you guys, I'm just doing it," right? Because he's Randy Orton, he can do that shit.
Right, and from what I've seen. And I mean, like, you know, I always preface it too, like, okay, it's the dirt sheets. I've been reading them since the mid-90s. That's the truth. And I kind of found a way to read through them where I kind of am right 25-ish% of the time or believe what they say that much, you know? And neither of these guys are really penciled to be made on either brand. The kind of Brock Lesnar status back and forth, and it almost solidifies, well, if that works for that part of it, why wouldn't you let it trickle down? It should be top down where, you know. Anyway, sorry, tangent.
I agree. Maybe they make it a legacy thing. If you're there for 20 years, you can just do whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, if you're old and tired work with children, then like, you get the fucking whatever show you want.
I mean, I like that legacy clause thing. If you've been here for 15 plus years, fuck brands.
Do you guys see the shots right away of you know, Seth Rollins got all mad, right? But like Randy Orton was the one in the, like, CM Punk did Orton's pose and he was waving to Orton. He wasn't doing anything to Seth because Randy's sitting in a chair in the ring watching it and he's smiling and he kind of head nods and then Punk waves and Randy waves. I think those two guys actually like each other.
They all knew. It was all a bit. I don't think anybody
had it. What I heard is the guys who were out there were the only ones besides Khan, Hunter, and Cole. And the guys who were in the match. And they told them right before they went out. And Punk's out there making money. Did the same thing on Raw.
I don't care.
It's great. Yeah, it's great television.
Totally, but yeah, I think, but to, just to finish on the Randy Orton thing, the two things I noticed, and I already knew, you know, Randy Orton was a little bit bigger of a guy, but Jesus Christ, he looks like a goddamn monster compared to, you know, these JD McDonagh and Finn, and just standing next to him, it's like, good Christ, and he's bulked up. Even, you know, he's been working out, obviously he hasn't been on the road.
He
looks like a monster.
He's bulked thick. Up, 43 years old, and he looks better than almost, like, the entire roster.
Here's the thing, too. He didn't have to go on the road, either.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he didn't have to.
He wasn't on the road.
He had optimal.
No, you're just working
right.
out.
Right. It's perfect.
You're just going to look like him.
You know, and the other thing I wanted to say about Randy Orton and the stature that he imposes now, as opposed to back in the day when he came on, when he was still as tall and as wide, just not as built up. That just goes to show how much the business has shrunk and WWE has changed from big guy to small to accepting smaller guys, but not completely. The curve has shrunk. That's all. That's it. Because they don't juice anymore.
And the other thing I wanted to point out was Randy Orton's first choice of opponent on his return. Dirty Dom.
Yeah.
Closing out Raw against Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah,
that's got to tell you something too, I think.
What do you mean?
Same reason when they did that NXT show. They obviously have people that they want to promote and they think can be the future of the business.
Oh, you think that says something about Dom? I was confused. I thought you were talking about Orton. No, yeah, and we've been talking about that for how long, right? I mean, right? Yeah. And if I'm Dominic Mysterio and I come in to Raw that day and they go, hey, guess what? You get to wrestle Randy Orton. I'm like,
yeah, love, you're ecstatic.
Right there. Orton came in and said, if I'm feuding with Judgment Day, they're like, what do you want to do? What do you think? He says, I want Dom. You know?
I'm sure he probably did, right?
Especially since Orton versus Rock, to my knowledge, I could be wrong on this. It's like the first time it was a third generation superstar versus a third generation superstar, because Rey Sr. was Rey Mysterio's uncle. That's why I say third generation.
No, but it's almost like fourth generation because it's Eddie's kid and Eddie's dad. And then I think their dad. It could actually be 17th generation, how far back the Guerreros go. Like, I think the Aztecs, Hialeah, and wrestling. They would do, you know, the stairs? That's where the first moonsault ever happened.
Yeah. No? All right. Hey, and remember, the Guerreros are the ones that made the camel clutch.
Oh my god, the camel what?
That's actually true. They did make the camel clutch. They didn't innovate the camel clutch. Gory did.
But they did not innovate.
Yes, it.
Break yes. their back, make them humble.
Okay, they didn't innovate that, but they innovated the move.
Here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to save the CM Punk talk, because when we come back, we're going to start at the end of Survivor Series, because I think then after that, we can just kind of get into the match flow here and save that CM Punk talk for the return, the Monday Night Raw promo, and what's next. So that's what's next here on DWI. And don't forget, folks, holiday season. Everybody loves a cool t-shirt. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Skip the mug, skip the tie, skip the lottery ticket, skip the gift card. Get a t-shirt. People will love it. You don't even have to wrap it. Just hold it behind your back and throw it at them when you walk through the door. Merry Christmas. They won't even care that it's not wrapped. They won't care they didn't get a card. They'll look at it. It'll be a cool-ass t-shirt from ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. It'll be in soft style. It'll be so soft in their hands. They'll be so grateful. It'll be the greatest Christmas gift they ever get. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. When we return, the voice of the voiceless.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture.
Look in my eyes, buddy. I'd like to read something for you guys. I have to find it. But I don't mind. A little cult of personality. This is not the remastered version, though. But just another acorn that led up to what was the return of one CM Punk. Golly, I hope I can find this. I did tweet out, did you win? How did I do? R-Truth when he thought he was in the War Games. That was awesome. I was so thrilled with that one. Did I win?
Honey, I think
how did I do?
Happy with you calling things.
Did you win? How did I do? It already happened, Truth. Look in my eyes. What do you see? Can you see that I hear voices in my head? They understand. Do you? That was a pre-Survivor Series tweet. Because we knew at that point Punk was coming back. We were at DP's. We had a great time. Brother Joe was with us. We kind of, like, before the show, we were all like, yeah. And then the show went on, and we kind of all were like, well, fuck. And they got us. Did they not, DP?
They certainly did.
But we were distracted by some of the best pizza in all the land. But let me tell you how this went down. We're sitting there. It's the three of us on a excellent couch, which every chair is kind of its own section, like a movie theater couch with heat and massage and your own recliner and your own armrests for every single chair. And we're just having a great night and had a great pay-per-view. And they do the long shot and the graphic comes up. And the next thing you know, the great thing is that the video board in that arena is like right above the ring. And right in the center above it, you can see Punk's graphic come up and hear the static. And I literally woke up the entire house. I don't know if the Dillinator was sleeping or the cats were sleeping, but she came down and she's like, you know, you're waking everything up. And I just went again, yes! For like the ninth time in a row with inside of 2 minutes. And it was amazing. Now, one of my favorite things to go back and watch again was the differences between Orton's pop and Punk's pop. And Orton's pop was awesome, but it was like a sudden downpour. He came out and everybody went, Punk's pop was different. It went like this, like a bomb. Ooh. No, it was like, oh, ah! It blew up from the bottom under because people were like, oh, first. And it just sounds amazing. Go back and listen to it on the cock. Go back and listen to the cock. Go back and listen to them. They're both awesome. Punk's, though, was one of the coolest pops I've ever heard, in the fact that it was like an oh first, really loud, and then the rain started. But, AJ, we didn't get a chance to spend it with you. Were you watching live when he came out? I know you're not a fan, but what a fucking moment, to be honest, though, right? I mean, you can't tell me when you watched it eventually, whether it was live or not, you didn't feel like that was a moment.
It wasn't live. I'm not going to lie. It was not live. And we know that I'm
did
very...
Did you know when you watched it the first time?
I didn't really know, but because I kind of liked the fact...
You didn't get spoilers before you watched him come out?
No.
Okay. All right. No.
But I love the fact that they red herringed a red herring, if you know what I mean by that. Like you said, the graphic came up and it was like, oh, that's the end of the show, Punk. Oh, okay, yay. Like, my reaction was, eh. It was a moment, I'm not gonna lie. I've said millions of times over, I'm not a Punk fan. I don't really like Punk. I'm kind of, nah, I'm
but
playing in the play pace, like
but
I said.
Could, but
I,
you could feel that pop.
Yes, that there was just, well, like huge. You said, a giant mushroom cloud of, oh, yeah. But, yeah, like I said, I'm not the Punk fan. I said I would play in the play place for at least one day or at least one moment, so that's what I'm doing. But, yes, I'm not denying that it was a giant moment. The one dude just taking his moment, wrapping his arm around him and just chanting Chicago the entire time. That was, he's probably never going to forget that day. But yes, it was a giant moment. I'm not going to disagree.
Chicago, electric to say the least.
You feel the bass in that? Listen to the depth electric of the initial reaction. It's not. Now listen to this.
Anderson's going to cash in. Not in War Games.
You hear the difference?
Well, to be fair, they also spoiled that Randy was coming back. Well,
no, they didn't spoil it. No, I know, but I'm just saying you could. I'm not saying that one was known for sure and one was 50-50. What I'm saying is the difference in you can hear the audible difference in each pop. Both magnificent, one possibly an all timer, but you DP, you know what I'm saying there?
One's a. I'm ready for him. Yeah, here he is. Before the shock, like no fucking way. Shock of oh fuck. That's the difference.
The best way I'm going to say this, it's like the John Cena return that we got, like that kind of pop, compared to Rock or Austin pop. I will admit that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because whenever you hear the glass break or if you smell, everyone's going nuts.
It's just, yeah, but I'm talking about that tone. You don't hear, you don't.
It's the surprise tone. It's the no fucking way. It takes a second, like, no. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You don't hear this bass right here. Listen for the bass that starts this pop.
State Arena in Chicago. Electric, to say the least.
Big difference. Big difference. I loved it. It's one of the coolest things that happened in Survivor Series to me. So let's get into Survivor Series then. DP, did you have more to add there?
No.
Okay. Just making sure you were. I know. I'm really excited. I was. Good. This is the most excited I have been in a long time for wrestling. Not that I haven't been enjoying things with the Bloodline and everything, but just like. This feels more like back in the day where you don't know what's going to happen. Anybody can keep moving in. And we talked about this with AEW. At some point, people are going to come back and go and forth. And I said, I'm going to enjoy when people come back to WWE, you know. So, anyway.
I don't think I need to go through any of my rant of CM Punk. I think we've gone through how I feel about it. And I do absolutely love CM Punk. I loved him as a wrestler. He was my, you know, him and Edge were my top two favorites. After the Stone Cold era, right? Like those were my two guys. I loved them, and just with everything that's happened, and I've obviously gone through my feelings about it. I am not happy about it. I sat there and took it all in. And what did I say when we were cheering about it? I said, "Don't fuck it up." Like if he doesn't fuck it up, it's going to be great.
But and I think
cannot believe it until I absolutely see that happen.
And I'll say to you now what I said to you then. I think he knows well enough and he's back there to change how history remembers him. Because the only way he can do that now is to just have one hell of a fucking 2 to 3 years here of great promos, great storylines, very solid matches, and just helping out everybody. Because that's who he is. He can do that. He's that good.
And I guess the other thing sorry if I know we were trying to move on here, but
it's fine. We're not going to spend a lot of time on the pay-per-view. SmackDown's happening tonight already. We already had Raw. It's like, it's tough because when a pay-per-view is really good and it promotes like new storylines and new people and new things into it, like WrestleMania does, once you get past Raw for WrestleMania, you're already off and running. You don't go back and talk about, you know what I'm saying? You do, but our post-WrestleMania shows, since we're not Monday or Tuesday, we're doing them Thursday night, you're listening Friday, we want to talk more about the future than you've already heard four. If you listen to wrestling podcasts, you've already heard four people talk about it, and you've already talked about it with your friends, you know.
Right, we're off and running at this point. We don't need to go back and review.
We've taken a left onto the highway that leads to the road to WrestleMania, bitches. Let's fucking roll.
But did I also? I don't know if I said it on Survivor Series because we did have some drinks too. But did it look like CM Punk lost 20 years? Like when he was in AEW, he looked old as fuck. And when he came out there, he
dyed his hair.
Great.
Didn't he have gray in his hair? And his hair was.
He had gray beard. He had gray, a lot going on. I know he cleaned that. It looked like he cleaned it up. Did some touch of gray in there or something. But
I don't
like. He looked like 20 years younger.
Can we get
then
AJ?
When I saw him in AEW, I'm like, he looked.
Can we get AJ Mendez at the Royal Rumble? You fucking little bastard.
Oh, yeah, because you put down in the chair shot group, can we get AJ in the Women's Rumble? And I just go, I don't think I'm eligible for it.
Depends on how you identify yourself.
I'm good.
Let's
I don't
keep,
think I'm eligible
let's
for it.
Let's keep rolling on here.
Still lose.
Probably Rhea will just freaking toss me over the top rope if that's the case.
Yes, indeed. Now I forgot what I was going to fucking say.
Survivor Series time.
All right,
Women's War Games.
That's a good idea.
Women's War Games match.
I thought the whole thing, the whole show was good. And I think the matches after the Women's War Games would have come off a lot better, in my opinion, if we didn't have one of the best fucking Women's War Games, let alone Women's War Games matches. I absolutely was in love with the Women's War Games match, DP.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It was a great way to kick off the show, and it did kind of deflate things afterwards because it was so good. And watching Io Sky jump off the top of the cage
in the
trash can was just a beautiful moment. When it, great.
What was the other big
they
spot?
They just did.
AJ,
great
you remember
spots.
The other big spot in that match, or DP? Was it Kyrie off the top?
The other
Charlotte. Charlotte did the moonsault.
Charlotte
off
did the
top
moonsault
of the cage
off
as well.
The top. Yeah,
she
yeah,
did
yeah.
the moonsault on top of the cage, and then all of Damage Control did like a quad drop kick onto Becky, and I don't remember who else they did it to, but okay. Or Bianca and Becky. That's who.
Yeah, yeah, and they had so many great spots. They did. They worked them so well together. Brought in the different weapons as well, like into the ring. Like it just flowed so well.
I wonder if Natty's husband, I wonder if he produced that match. He's been doing a lot of producing with the women's matches, and he's been doing a great job.
Tyson? Yeah, he might have.
AJ, do you agree with us here? I mean, this was, you gotta say.
I mean, I agree. I liked it a lot, especially, EO doing the callback to one of her War Game matches, doing the trash can like we just talked about and everything else. I also love that we know that something's happening with Damage Control and Bayley, but they're playing like
slow
nice
game.
With her, and everyone
slow
gets a
game.
Mask.
I think we're going to actually not have a rivalry between Asuka, Io, and Kyrie. I think we're going to have a rivalry here that shoots off with Dakota Kai when she's ready to start wrestling, kicking Bailey out, because she's talking for those other three right now.
Yeah. And I mean, we all see it coming. We all know that Bailey's going to get kicked out of Damage Control. We said it on 403 and everything else. Like, she's getting kicked out of Damage Control. It's just they're kind of playing nice and just making sure it's like, yeah, we're all included here. This is how we do stuff. And I do appreciate the fact that even though we know it's coming, it's still just a nice little touch of, well, things could be better. Things could be better, and things will be kicked out for Bayley.
This was the start of it, right? We all kind of figured like Bayley's going to take the fall here. That's going to be the start of, them continuing, poking at her and going like, what's the problem? And, her feeling like the outsider until she's finally kicked out, and that slow turn for Bayley to become a babyface again. It's going to be great leading into WrestleMania.
Before we move on here, rumors of Sasha Banks getting ready for a wrestling return. Any thoughts on that, briefly?
Better be WWE.
Or Mercedes.
Yeah, I
Mercedes
think she'll
Moni.
Come back in the Royal Rumble.
Sasha Banks or Mercedes Moni?
Sasha
or Moni?
Sasher
Moni. Yeah! Ring the bell. Come on for Sasher Moni.
Moni.
Like a pony. Ooh. Come on! I said yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No? You make me feel like a pony. Sasher Moni. All right.
Oh, we got it.
Next match, which was a really good match, too.
That fucker stole it from that song of LA Night, motherfucker. Gunther and The Miz. Yeah, go ahead, AJ. Go ahead, AJ.
I mean, I absolutely love the match just for what it was. And I don't know if this is just going to solidify Gunther more. I know it solidifies Gunther more and more as quite possibly the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
You know what I hated was fucking them saying that, oh, well, we're going to play the part. Oh, Miz, he belongs in the ring now. Okay, that can go fuck itself. I like where you're going with. Where does he lose the belt? Where do you see him? This is an historic run.
Yeah, without a doubt. I can see something happening at the Rumble where quite possibly, Gunther loses it, doesn't care, and does his Rumble run that he did last year and maybe win it, maybe do a dual winner or a screwy finish or whatever like we've seen in the past. But I think Gunther gets the world championship opportunity that he so rightfully deserves after doing this amazing legendary run with this championship.
You got Gunther and Roman at 40 or Gunther and Rollins at 40? Or does Rollins, I mean, Roman's not losing. I mean, we might not see Roman until the Monday before, we might not see Roman till the Friday before WrestleMania. No big deal. Or the World Heavyweight Championship in case it's somebody else.
That's why I said a screwy finish where something weird can happen with Gunther getting a World Championship opportunity, whether it be the Universal or the Heavyweight. Because I actually have a different winner for the Rumble now. Ooh. And it's going to be very awkward.
Is it Randy?
I actually think it's going to be Randy. I think it's Randy going to face Orton. Or Randy face Orton. Randy face Reigns at 40.
Randy faces Orton.
I mean, Orton and Reigns.
That would make sense, too.
And Rollins and Punk make sense. Because they both sucked. I mean, Rollins is out there bitching at fucking Punk, and Orton already said he's got receipts, right, DP?
Exactly, and that makes a lot of sense. What you're saying there is, you know, the one other way they could get Orton over to SmackDown is to have him win the Royal Rumble again, which would be totally fine. And, you know, this is kind of what I'm starting to love now, this more, is the variety, the different, we don't know. At this point, like I'm not sure anymore of who's going to wrestle who. And I love this because like, it seems like Gunther's got to lose the title at some point, but you would think his next step is to go for the world title. Well, where the hell does he fit in? If the Punk's going to be there and have a world title match or Orton's going to have the world title match, it feels like Gunther should win the world title at some point.
Does Punk and Rollins have to be for the world title now? Think about that.
I think it has to. I think at this point for WrestleMania this year, it kind of has to. I think I got a feeling like part of the deal with Punk coming back is obviously he was pissed that he never got a main event at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but like, if he's going to have that logic, night one doesn't fucking suffice if I'm still the old Punk. Do you know what I mean?
True. Exactly. So it should be
but
Reigns
on the
second
night,
right?
Main event.
I mean, I was the one that came on and said, Punk's coming back, and the reason is because you don't have Rock anymore. I think Punk and Roman right now makes more money than Punk and Rollins and Orton and Roman. I don't know. Or does WrestleMania just make its own money? I mean, CM Punk is the highest merchandise seller in AEW and WWE right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Crazy. Think about that.
Ring that fucking bell.
Yeah, that's
do it together. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, Dan.
And the other thing, like. From his promo on Monday.
Fries are done. Punk. Fries are done. Fries are done. Fries are done. Fries are done.
I gotta run.
I work at Burger King making flame whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that?
Where in Denver?
You know who used to do Double S and I worked together for 6 years, and every once in a while I wouldn't see him coming, and he'd come around the corner and he'd be like, "Ding, fries are done." I'm just like, motherfucker, right in my ear, you know, the back of your neck just fucking stands right up.
That's what I loved here. Now is I guess I don't know the right word, maybe it's parody, but you know, Punk's promo, you know, he clearly purposely referenced a wise man told me, wise man, clearly referencing Paul Heyman.
It's in the
and
works.
That whole setup. If you said it before, Tony, they've got that perfect setup with Heyman right there with Reigns to do this too. So I don't know exactly. And I, you know, my thoughts with Gunther, I don't know when he's going to lose the title at this point, because I feel like he could perfectly challenge for one of the world titles at this WrestleMania, but still be holding the Intercontinental title and do, you know, like an Ultimate Warrior thing when he won it from Hogan in 6, and he just drops the belt. He doesn't lose it to anybody. He just has to drop it because he has both. I don't know. Like, what's great is there's so many thoughts, so many different options.
Gunther has to lose the belt to somebody.
We don't know.
I was about to say,
this
I feel
isn't
like
1990 where
something gimmicky.
We have
like
no foresight of not being able to. Where's the rub?
Maybe he needs to lose it to somebody. But here's another thought. Here's what they're setting up for: is now Gunther doesn't have to wrestle for a world title, right? He could still hold the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, and they're perfectly setting everything up. He used the Lion Tamer and got himself a submission move. They're perfectly setting this up for Chris Jericho to make his comeback to WWE and wrestle Gunther at WrestleMania. So
you're
that
fucking,
he holds on to the...
It's official. DP has started smoking crack. Ring that fucking bell. Are you fucking serious about that, or are you booking by DP here?
This is booking by DP.
Oh, okay.
This is happening.
Bye, Tony.
Okay.
Fucking crack smoker.
I was about to say,
where's your grandma?
Is
she tied up in the back there?
Why not? I haven't even seen a drop in your den.
As Steve Dahmer, true in this area, sports radio legend, would say, this guy's smoking crack in the basement with his grandma.
Well, Dan's already in the basement right now for the recording, so.
Oh, my God. Okay. Escobar beat Dragon Lee. Fun match to watch.
It was. I mean, Dragon Lee had some great moves. Showed it, his first pay-per-view. Pay-per-view. I'm not saying PLE.
You just did.
Shut up. No. He still looked good. And it leads to more, you know, Santos is going to get beat down by the LWO and find LWO2 Electric Boogaloo. I don't know what's happening. The dirt sheets apparently say Angel Garza and Humberto Carrillo are going to help him out, and that's going to be his team, but I don't know about that. It's just confusing to me, but I do like the fact that Santos is like, fuck the LWO, now the LWO will jump him. It's like, maybe I shouldn't have fucked him over.
I wish they would all turn. Had him lead the LWO as a heel group or something. I'd like to keep that like a faction of them together. Like, great. You know, I'm a big fan of factions. So, and it works better as a heel team than it does a babyface faction. So,
well, especially with Rey Mysterio not around.
Right.
Rhea Ripley defeated Zoe Stark. I thought it was a good match. I thought it was a good first time in that position for Zoe. I'm interested to see where they go with her now. I know she's kind of getting into it with Nia, so we'll see. Rhea, who knows? I mean, who knows if she even loses at WrestleMania? She could hold that belt forever, too. You know, I mean, she's in such a spot right now.
At this point, she can keep it for 100 years. Like, they don't have anybody that they've built enough to make it a point to take it from her. She's just on this level that is... you know, nobody else is reaching that at this point.
It's,
you know,
yeah,
until they start doing some more stuff.
It's tough because we have these champions in the, with Gunther and Rhea. Like, what do you do? You feel like you have to pay it off with by giving someone a giant fucking, you know, promotion. You know, what do you think, AJ?
I feel the only way currently that Rhea loses this championship belt is one of two ways. One, Judgment Day goes into complete and utter turmoil and just she's so distracted that like, she loses it to someone random that she doesn't like Ray, understand why she even lost it to.
Dom could
or
screw
two,
her over.
She gets hurt.
Dom could screw her over.
Maybe, but like that could happen. Complete and utter turmoil of the group.
Yeah.
Or she gets hurt. Those are the only two ways that I see her losing this belt.
Men's War Games match, fellas. Another awesome RKO. I think the spot highlight of the that match for me. I thought it was a little longer than it needed to be. I did enjoy it, but I thought it could have been better. I just compared to the women's match, it was not like the women's match was nearly a 9. This was probably 6.5.
I was about to say, like, a tepid 7.
It was a little clunky. It was a little
tepid
clunky.
7.
It was a little clunky, in my opinion. Till Orton came out. I thought the finish was good.
Yeah, I appreciate the fact that they were like, is Randy showing up? He said he'd be here, I swear. He said he would be here. And leading up to, I mean, we already listened to the soundbite where it's, Damien's going to try to cash in, and here comes voices in your head. I enjoyed the match. I liked the RKO, but it was too set up and gimmicky for me to really like it, like the Seth Rollins or the...
But they've been doing it forever. You're at War Games. They got to figure out a way to do it. They beat his ass up in the corner, and they set it up. Otherwise, how else would it do? You know, I mean, like... It was a good premise.
I get that. I'm just
they've had the guy leap off and do it. You can't top Evan Bourne, so.
True. I mean, Rollins is the closest thing to topping Evan Bourne.
Oh, yeah. Well, like that. I mean, that was pretty cool, too, but I think the Bourne one is still the number one.
Yeah, for sure. I think, I honestly think Randy Orton said, look, I'm not going to be standing in this damn shark cage with these idiots. Like, no, figure out how to get me to just show up afterwards. That's cool. Thanks.
If you can figure out a way to make them do a spectacular RKO, I'll do it. But I'm not jumping off of something to do a spectacular RKO. It's basically what I just came back from back surgery for a year and a half. Fuck you if you want me to jump off that thing.
It also gives you the sense of that's the return tonight.
Yeah. Right, but that's the big return.
So, overall, another PLE in a long line of pay-per-views and PLEs that have been uber successful for WWE and highly entertaining. As a show, I give it, I mean, you have these three guys return.
Tepid 7?
I mean, no, and it's tough. You got to book the... You had to book the men's War Games last because Randy's coming back. And you had to put the women's War Games first because you don't want to have them too close together. But to me, the women ruined the show by going so well. I mean, I'd give this one like a 7.25. How about you, DP?
Yeah, I'm right in the 7 range there. It's for the same reason, right? Yeah, it started off with just such a huge bang. The Randy Orton return is fantastic.
This would be this is probably it's a good pay-per-view overall, but it's probably one of the worser ones they've had in a long time, considering it's only that with those returns. AJ,
right,
do you feel the same way?
Just looking
or
at its match level and quality, like
not great.
Yeah, not great.
AJ, how do you feel?
Yeah, I think my joke of being a tepid 7 kind of works here.
Yeah. Well,
so I'm going to go with the tepid 7 because they started off really hot. Gunther versus Miz, we knew that was going to be a slobber knocker. Piss break. Rhea versus Zoe. And then the super long cage match with the men's and everything. If you didn't have Orton in the other one return, I don't think that it would have been the tepid seven.
Yeah. I'm going to say something here for the first time in 405 episodes, and we're just going to go right to a break on it, all right? I would say AJ was kind of lukewarm about it.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That was work.
That was mainly due to the fact that I know the viewer, like the people, can't see us, but Tony and I both chugged a beer at the same time.
Let's go.
So you know that's trivia and a half right there going on. Yeah, phenomenal funky facts. There's no pay-per-view in between Survivor Series and Royal Rumble anymore, so I kind of...
They're not doing nothing here? There's no nothing?
No, there's no day one. There's no TLC or anything like that. So we're technically, like you said, I mean, technically there is tribute to the troops.
I don't like that.
But
okay. Who knows? Something is going to happen.
Yeah, like I said, there's technically tribute to the troops, but that's more like a non-canon event.
I'm going
to
get a ring set up in my backyard.
Trivia. There you go. Yeah, trivia. So, Tunny?
Yeah.
Because of the tepid, lukewarm joke that you said, I'll let you go first. Door number 1, 2, or tree?
Let me drop a deuce real quick.
That's very nice of you dropping that deuce. And since I mentioned tribute to the troops, some of the questions will be tribute to the troops based. Great. Like this one. Other than Vince, because obviously he creates everything in WWE, don't question it, shut up, don't look at me like that. What former WWE wrestler helped him actually do tribute to the troops? I'll give it better. What former WWE champion helped him do it?
Helped
him come up with the idea and create tribute to the
troops. Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
Former WWE champion. What is your guess?
Because
I think Tunny has a joke already set up from what he's doing.
Beer or something? I don't know. I just said
Hogan. Dan says Hogan.
Am I right?
And for those right? that don't know,
am I right?
Listen to DWI right? too many times.
Am I right? Am I right? Am I right?
Yes, you are right.
Play it, DP. Play it.
Headphones.
Play it.
Yes, yes.
Play it. Play it. Let's go. This is a great day. This is a great day. This day just got better. You guys made my day so much better. I was having a fucking shitty fucking day. Honestly, I'm driving home. I'm like, I don't even want to do the fucking show. And then I was like, looked in the mirror. I'm like, you shut the fuck up. And so here we are. And things have just turned around. Let's go. JBL headphones, get your JBL headphones. If you need some headphones, get some JBL headphones on your headphones. You got JBL head fucking phones. JBL. That's it. That's all I got. That's
Dan,
all I get
I love
today.
The fact, I
You're
love
welcome.
The fact that the music was loud enough that cut off Tony saying JBL headphones.
No, it's going to come through on my end. Don't worry about it. My microphone is louder than all of yours on my fucking thing. One nothing.
Yes, it was.
I'm tempted
John
to end
Bradshaw
trivia right
Layfield.
Now. I'm so proud of myself that I knew that, and the fact that we got to do JBL headphones again. We do need to revisit now that winter's here and we have time to do some side projects, DPs, the faux commercials. We might have to get into that here. John Cena's trucks.
No list, brother.
Hulk Hogie's.
Hulk Hogie. Hey, we still need that wrestle piece book.
Hulk Hogie's, they're not for black people.
Yeah.
That was a dig on Hulk. That was a dig on Hulk Hogan, by the way.
That was, but it just played off so perfect. That's why I decided to die.
If you're
Dan, one or three.
Man, listen.
If you're if you oh no, go ahead. I'm just gonna get myself in trouble.
One or three, Dan.
Oh, I gotta pick something, eh? Yeah, I'll go with three. Looking for my list of.
Oh. All right, since we're on the
Who's
topic
winning?
Of tribute to the troops.
Who's winning right now?
You are.
Eh?
You are.
I thought so.
What year did tribute to the troops start? And I swear this is the last tribute to the troops question for the night.
Fuck me.
Well, I needed something that was around this time.
So forward.
Not around day one, so, you know, Christmas.
Oh. I want to say...
At least Tunney got to pop himself with JBL headphones. And Hulk Hogan's not black people.
The first number is a two. I'll guarantee it. The second number
didn't start in 1999.
Pretty sure the second number is a zero. I'm almost there.
And what about the third?
When did it start? You tell me.
I don't know. We'll find out.
You tell me, and then I'll write something down.
Okay.
Tune in
I got
next
mine.
Week
I got
on
mine.
The next episode
I got mine.
Of Dragon Ball Z.
Same time, man. I don't know you.
Tony says 2007. Dan says 2001. Should I do Price is Right rules?
No, you got to get it right or not. This is bullshit.
All
this
right,
is bullshit.
Fine, right
you're trying
not.
To make me lose,
Nobody
and you're trying
right.
to give Dan a point. He didn't get it right. I didn't get it
no,
right.
No, he didn't. No one got it right.
Yeah.
It was 2003.
Ah, fuck that. Trying to fucking give Dan a point so I can't win. Trying to make me not happy.
Isn't that what trivia is all about?
I suppose. But come on, really? Did you want a point for that, Dan?
No.
Yeah, fuck you, AJ,
okay,
son of a
fair
bitch.
Enough. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I love you.
I know. So the last question.
In honor of Christopher Platt, who wanted to let everybody know that he was right, Breaking fucking news, by the way. Doodly doo.
Oh. So when it got rebooted, The December pay-per-view for ECW was December to Dismember. Wasn't that way in the original ECW? What was the original ECW Christmas pay-per-view called? You got to really think about your Christmas movies and a little play on words for ECW on this one.
I don't know. I'm guessing.
Because we all love puns and play on words here. Don't lie, Tony. You love puns. You love a good dad joke here or there.
Is it a pun on a movie title or a pun on a Christmas
thing?
It is
a pun on a movie title.
All right. Well, then I don't. This is probably wrong, but I'll go with this one then.
I guarantee you this is wrong, but I think it's hilarious, and it's a reference to what people can't decide if it's a Christmas movie or not.
Is it Die Harder? Yeah, I knew that was fucking Die Harder. Dan says Die Harder. Tunny says A Christmas Horror, which I'm more surprised that they haven't done that because that sounds hokey as shit.
Instead of A Christmas Story? Is it something to do with Home Alone?
No.
What Christmas movie? Oh, okay. I know what it is. Damn it.
What is it?
It's something about, it's like Mayhem on 34th Street.
Massacre
on 34th Street.
Street.
Yeah, I knew.
So Tony still wins regardless.
I give it to him too.
No, you don't know. Yeah. I know. Just like you shouldn't have taken that point. I'm not taking that one, but I'll take the fucking
win. I took
it
so
every time. No, I already won. On the records I don't keep. On the records I don't keep. I won already.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
No, you don't. You drink with DWI.
Hell yeah. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast. That's the best way to do it.
Well done, sir. Double ding your ass. I mean, just you. Or whatever. Whatever you're into. DP, this is a Lego segment. And, yeah, let's talk some fucking Legos. You went ahead and
spent a shit ton of money.
Well, I spent half as much as you did.
Right.
And if you had twice the fun I did, wait, how does that go? Let's get back to this while DP goes. There we go. I forgot this fades out on its own. We'll skip ahead. There we go. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. It's a giant box. How many minifigs are in that motherfucker? He got the brand new Avengers Tower. Head over to It's Me DPP on the X, and you can see pictures that he's posting. I thought 17 I counted. Is that what I messaged you?
That is a lot more than 17 from what we're seeing on that box.
Or is it 27?
30. There's 30 minifigures.
Jesus Christ.
Go ahead, name them all.
Dude, a tiny Ant-Man.
We're ready. Name them all.
Look at that. Look at the little tiny Ant-Man on
there. Yeah, I seen that. Right there on the upper right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, name them. Go.
So we got a Tony Stark. We got two Iron Mans, a Mark VI and a Mark VII. We got two Captain Americas, Thor, Black Widow, the Wasp and a tiny Ant-Man, Hawkeye, Wanda, Falcon, Vision, War Machine, Pepper Potts, Wong, Nick Fury, Dr. Cho, a big ol' Hulk, We got Eric Selvig. We have a Tony Stark as a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. And we have two other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. We all have Alexander Pierce. We have four of the Chaturis, you know, the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Loki and an Ultron, as well as Kevin Feig as a bonus.
Huh.
Kevin who?
How much did that cost?
Kevin I think it's pronounced Feig, is it?
No.
I thought it was Feige.
The Feige? I don't know.
Dan's being an ass right now.
I don't
know. You know it's Kevin
you
Feige.
Actually not know?
Seriously?
No, I don't pay attention to that.
What? You're going to have your bandwagon nerds card revoked.
Jeez. I'm pretty sure it's Feige, right?
Feige.
Yeah, it's Feige. Okay.
He was fucking around.
I hope so.
How many pieces is that?
I was about to say, was your 90s quarterback Brett Favre?
Favre.
Favre.
So it's 5,201 pieces. So that's going to take like a week and a half to put together.
Jeez. That's insane.
Now, how much did that cost you? Because I might want one.
Well, if you've got $500 burning in your wallet, you can have one. That was about the going price.
Yeah, maybe. Not at the moment, but maybe.
Yeah.
Because,
It's gigantic, so yeah, it's going to take up two shelves. I'm going to have to make a spot where it can...
So, if, let's put it this way.
Another shelf.
If 600 pieces takes 2.5 hours, times like 9, almost, that's going to be 22.5 hours of building just to make that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to do the math.
I said, it'll take like a year. It'll take like a week and a half.
Like
altogether.
What if you wait till Christmas vacation, right before New Year's? DP, I have 5.5 days off in a row, and we find as much cocaine as we can, and we just build this motherfucker in 7 hours together.
Here's the other thing I was thinking. Save it for the Super Bowl. And when everybody's over, I'll save it for the Super Bowl, and you can each do a floor.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do any of it. I want you to just fucking keep it hidden until you're done, and one day just bring it out and look fucking miserable. I finally finished this fucking thing. I don't even think it's that great.
I look like CM Punk in his AEW run.
You look like... I'm old. I'm tired. And I work with Lego.
Just get me out of here.
And I work with bricks.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I know he's going to be listening to this episode because I talked about Jelly Roll.
Who, Phil?
Chantel's brother really loves building Legos and everything. Like, I think he said Christmas Day he wants to, like, have everyone have a Lego set and we just all build together and drink.
Dude, it's fun.
So,
it's fun. I mean, it's... when I need to pass time for something, too, it's something... I just went back... I built the Batman cowl, actually... AJ, I'll show you here. We'll get a little Lego talk. I also purchased something, Survivor Series evening, and I've been talking about doing it for a while because I'm into the helmets and the head figures. And the ultimate one is, what was that?
That was just a message.
It's the Black Panther. And so I ordered that.
Nice.
It was on sale from $350 to $209. That hasn't showed up yet, but this is what I built. I built Batman, so now we don't just have Boba Fett, Mandalorian, Luke's Red 5, and Darth up there. We do have Batman as well. I still have many more to build, and I'm 3 short of the full collection now that I kind of consider Black Panther that. So, should be interesting. Should be interesting.
Forgot to also mention that it came
with... Yeah, what was that?
This little bonus.
What is that?
Just the Lego Marvel taxi. With the Black Panther and like two of the Yellow Jackets.
Okay.
But it's a little gift with purchase for the Avengers Tower. Well, which is nice. As well as two other gifts with purchases for spending, you know, all sorts of monies So a little blacksmith, medieval blacksmith, or a magical workshop, and then a winter market stall. A couple little gifts with purchases.
I was about to say, I wouldn't mind those.
You're muted. Or...
What else did we get this weekend? We got three other things.
We did. We got
You don't have to go get them.
One of the Harry Potters was the...
Whispering... Or
the Whomping Willow.
Whomping Willow.
The giant tree.
Whole big building, yeah. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Rockets, nice. Mini ship. And then, baby rocket ship.
Baby rocket ship and the Hoopty.
And the Hoopty from the Marvels.
The Hoopty.
Yeah, I was at. I did a little Target run over the Thanksgiving weekend a few days. They had sales, though, so I called DP. And I've been smart. It's tough. You go into these Targets and you get no reception. So yeah. I learned that you got to go and sign into the guest Wi-Fi. And that is what's allowed me to use my phone in the store. I can even call better from it now. So I called DP and I'm like, here's what we got. Here's on sale. What do we need? And, yeah, I think we saved, let's see, 30, 60, we saved 65 bucks.
Yeah, that's not
so
bad.
Shout out to Target.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out to the people that are listening if you're in Utah. There's a little store called End Zone in Sunset where they have a bunch of different, as soon as you walk into the left side of the store, there's comic books, Lego sets, and whatever you want. Board, brick, comic book is all on that side. And as soon as you walk in, you look to the right side, you have the Lego creations, the bonsai trees, little cornucopias and stuff like that. I think they also have a 69 Camaro. They have a Lamborghini set. They just have a ton of different things. As soon as you walk in there, I know that we go there every once in a while and it's like, maybe if we need a little more money for this, but maybe we might build a set or two here. This seems interesting. Like I said, her brother Bo really loves building these Lego sets. So I know he really wants to do that over the holidays at some point where it's like, let's just buy one of the Lego cars or buy the helmets or the masks. I don't know why that's a hard word. Or whatever. Or I know Chantel really likes the creations with the bonsai trees and the Japanese cherry blossoms. So,
all the botanicals are really nice.
They're so nice.
We've got a handful of them upstairs. They look really nice.
If you are a huge Lego fan like we are, go ahead and go over to @PCTunny on the X. And if you look at a post from Saturday, November 25th, I have a video up there. It's about a minute or so, and it's about a third of the collection that's at the Thunderdome. So there's more here. There's not just almost a dozen unbuilt boxes and a few, helmets. There's a full table of Marvel in the back room as well. So, there's a lot going on here on top of what PA has. It's just an insane kind of in the family thing we got going on here. But I hope everybody enjoyed the Lego talk. I hope everybody enjoyed the Survivor Series talk. I hope everybody enjoyed the returns this weekend. I'm enjoying wrestling. I feel like this year we never really had a lull from WrestleMania until now. It just the bloodline carried itself through the summer. And then we got Cena and then Rock came back for a show and now Punk and Orton are back and we're just rolling, man. It's been awesome. DP, let everybody know where they can find you and this show.
Find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs and it's me, DPP.
Find DP locked in a room building the fucking Avengers Tower.
With crippled arthritis.
Let
because
me
of this
out!
And follow the show at PodcastDWI on the X and Facebook.com/DWIPodcast.
I spent 8 months in that room, but I taught myself how to build Lego with my feet. AJ, where can everybody find you?
You can find me all over the place at PhenomenalAJB. That's AJB in all caps.
don't forget that also chairshot.com. We're not just podcast galores. We are articles galore. Sports, entertainment, you name it. We got it all on the chairshot.com. And Tunny, be happy. This is the one time I'm playing in the CM Punk play place before I start singing like Ryan Styles hoedowns just to poo-poo CM Punk.
Oh, I-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. I don't really give a shit. I'm just happy he is back. You can suck my left toe. And I don't know what rhymes with that.
Singing a song about a vending machine.
Yeah, there you
don't
go.
You who know it's really not my scene. Trying to think of a song with a little clever twist. If I do another hoedown, I'll slit my fucking wrist.
Well, maybe if I made you mad, or I might have made you sad, why don't we forget the past before I kick your yeah? Don't be cruel, ooh, if your heart is true. You can follow me at PC Tunny. Make sure you're checking out everything Chairshot Radio Network, in addition to the website. It's sports, it's entertainment, and sports entertainment. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. What a great gift for the holidays! One last time, Christopher Platt would like everybody to know that he was right.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards. Save.